everybody. Welcome back to Netflix and Heal. So today, we're gonna do something great. All right, you guys. So since we are in season two, The World and the Single Girl, I thought that it would be a good idea for us to discuss a topic that is hot and heavy out in the streets on today. And we are gonna talk about relationships and dating. So usually, you know, you guys are used to seeing Tay and Britt, but we spice it up a little bit. We switch things up. As you all know, my girl, she's right here. Dr. Kiara Goggins was on the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm. And I was.
If I can quote you, you said,
because I don't remember.
You were like, Tay, I'm locked in to Netflix and Heal. If I go on a podcast, they got to go through you.
Yeah.
So
I
now,
did
she's back. And she's
I keep my word.
So she keeps her word and she's back. So I just thought that she would offer a great perspective on this podcast. And it's going to be a little different today, Key. We brought some males in the building.
You brought some males.
I brought some males in the building. So today on this episode, we have two fellas here to offer an alternate perspective. Because I think it would be awkward of us to talk about relationships without mm-hmm. adding a male perspective. So I want all of you to welcome Corey and Sean to Netflix and Heal. Woo! Yeah, so I'm going to start with you, Corey. Just tell us about yourself. Just give us a little something.
Well, I'm glad to be here, first of all. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Mm-hmm. You've been looking forward to this for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm originally from Atlanta. I'm 30. Just turned 30.
All right.
Excited to be here.
No, the baby.
Awesome. Like
he said, gotta be young, man. Forever young.
Okay, I woke my wisdom. I'm trying to age. Yeah. Sean, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I'm Sean.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
I'm great. I'm from Atlanta originally, and I'm 36. I'm glad to be here also.
Awesome.
I think this is going to be spicy.
Just jumping out the gate. I do too, Sean. I have to agree with that. I do too. Turn the heat up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's going
to be. This is the first for me.
Bless
too.
It. This is your first podcast experience? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is this your first podcast experience? Mm-hmm. Yay. And you chose us.
Yes.
Ain't going good. Yeah. All right. Look at that. All right. So, as you all know how this goes, we just going to talk it out. But I'm going to start. I'm going to get right into it. So, I'm going to start with y'all, fellas. So, let's talk about this.
Good choice.
Yeah. So relationships. All of us here are Jesus followers, Christ believers. We all love the Lord with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. So we'll start there. Knowing that and having that as the anchor to our lives, how does that affect you all when it comes to dating someone or even being in a relationship? Whoever wants to go first.
Want me to go first? You lead off. You're the oldest one. I'll start. Well, for me, it's quite simple. It's totally different. It has to be totally different. Mm-hmm. If we date like the world, then what's the difference? So literally, God leads our life, so we can't do any and everything that everyone else does. Mm-hmm. So it looks totally different in the sense that we can't be where everyone else is. We can't do what everyone else does. But we can keep ourselves in him. So I think that's the main difference.
Okay.
The world can just date how they want to date.
That's true. They do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it. Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to answer to God at all.
At all.
Yeah.
Or no one, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Corey. I hear you.
It's never really easy, either, dating.
No, it's not.
Being who we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's always trials and tribulations through it. It's never just a smooth dating process. If they're in the world and you're not.
Yeah.
It's like we clash time we start dating off. It starts off good, but once those challenges start coming, it automatically you tell the difference. I'm here living for him. You living part time. Yeah. So,
well, the Bible says, "Don't be unequally yoked." Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
The word is right.
Yeah.
Every day.
No getting around it.
Hey, no getting around it. Because I mean, if you put yourself in a position that is already gonna fail when you start, then if we know this, so why do you think, as believers, sometimes men or women, we get into situations that we know are going to fail? If the word says that we shouldn't be yoked with unbelievers, what causes us to gravitate towards people who don't believe?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
So answer it.
Well, I can. You haven't. I think you haven't fully died to self yet. I think that's the simplistic answer for it. You haven't died to self yet, because when you fully do that, then you will never be with someone you're unequally yoked with, and okay. you have that foundation. And that basis to then move forward in a relationship,
right?
And then to marriage and things like that. Because okay, if I haven't given up my addiction to whatever it is, mm-hmm. once I meet this person in the world and they agree with me, mm-hmm. there we go, boom. You know, and it may be one thing. A lot of people think that, you know, people that are in the world, they just do everything wrong. It may be a couple things that they just haven't mm-hmm. worked on mm-hmm. and done that work. You know, maybe they don't go to church. Maybe they don't have friends like us, you know, to help usher them in the right direction.
Right, right. To navigate that. But okay, so because this is a podcast that isn't just solely looked on by believers in Christ, some people could be transitioning, some people could be very much so in the world. Explain to me what you mean when you say die to self. What does that mean?
Well, you have to die daily. Whatever the things that you do that are not like him, whether that's smoking, drinking, whatever, mm-hmm. You have to die to those things. And just understand that you're not going to get where you want to be and be the person that you want to be without doing those things. And it's a daily thing. It's not, oh, you get it right this week and next week it's just going to flow and fall in your lap like mm-hmm. that. You mm-hmm. literally have to do it every single day.
Okay.
So it's dying to the things that you like to do that are, that he tells you he doesn't, it doesn't align with him. So that's what it means.
Okay, Key, what about you? You kind of quiet over here.
Yeah, talk come to on, the Key. People. Come on, dog.
So, for real. No, when people jump into situations, relationships, or whatever, and for what reason, when it doesn't align, mm-hmm. it's because flesh appeal. You know, we go with what we see, what we're attracted to physically. I mean, we're humans. Visual is first. Mm-hmm. Why he goes and speaks to her, why she goes and speaks to him or responds, mm-hmm. because we like what we see. And it doesn't take too much if they talking right, looking right, smelling good.
Talk about it.
You know, you in there then, and then you're like, well, but then there comes a point. I know it was with me. I'm like, and from the beginning, like most situations, I knew I shouldn't have went past the first introduction, but I was like, let me see.
He smelled good.
I was like, let me just see.
It was the beard and the chocolate skin.
Yeah, it's always the beard. The beard will get you.
This is true.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
First of all, wait a second, because you said chocolate and beard. Let me be very clear, because I'm very honest.
No discrimination?
No, wait. Chocolate didn't appeal to me till about 2017, so yeah.
Okay. Just joined the team. Clap it up.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
that's what you did. Nah, I'm dead serious.
Yeah, we know.
So
I know.
I had to get that straight. Don't do that.
So was it light skin?
It was any shade. Oh. Now a preference or the grand appeal is chocolate. It's just what it is. I was like, all right.
Ghirardelli, shout out to them.
You wanna know me? Okay, chocolate. No.
But yeah, back to the flesh appeal. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's human nature. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, human first, then Christian. Okay. Just being real about it. Yeah. So I found myself in situations plenty of times. I knew it shouldn't have went anywhere and I did it anyway. And so it's kind of like, I can't really be upset mm-hmm. because I was very mindful of my decision. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, you did it, you okay. know, just like I got myself in and I got myself out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now these days I'm very cautious in what I accept. Now my tolerance is pretty much zero for anything that doesn't align to where I want to go. Like if I don't see you, we don't connect, like pretty much, you know, probably within the initial conversation, if it's going to be anything after that.
I try to tell people that, but they don't
it's real.
It. They don't want to believe
I'm
it.
Like, this isn't going to go anywhere.
Literally.
Like when dudes come in my DMs, they usually live and die in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this isn't going anywhere. I know it's not.
I know. Not live and die.
It's not. It's the truth.
It is.
No one has made it out of there.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't think. No.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
not a good oh place to meet her.
Father, we pray for those young men.
They have tried. Those older men.
If you're in her DM, get out.
Please.
I pray you're going to die.
You're not going to stay.
Go and delete the message.
Delete it. Unsend it.
She's not even reading.
Put it on vanish mode.
I read it and I leave it.
At least you saw that she saw it. That's a worse blow.
But my thing is, I have repeat offenders. If I didn't respond 6 months ago, why am I going to respond 6 months later?
But you know what I will say? Persistent. Guys are...
No, that doesn't work.
They are persistent with the wrong female, though.
Based off of nothing.
Oh, it's no...
Based off of nothing. I can tell you, every time a dude gonna slide in my DMs. If I post a picture, they gonna flood the. I'm like, for what?
It's flesh,
human.
And that's why they die. That's their grave.
Because it's flesh.
That's their grave in the DM.
Yeah, it's flesh appeal, like you said.
And I know it's not gonna go anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So why? And,
yeah,
so why?
Exactly. I have a question.
Okay.
If I can.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you know, well, how do you know it's not gonna go anywhere? He just saw you. You haven't had a conversation with.
We're here.
I'm giving them hope.
Oh no. Here's YouTube. The thing. Here's the thing. I'm gonna be for real. I look at the message, I hit profile,
mm-hmm.
I go and look at the pictures. If I see you flashing money, shooting birds, anything like that, it's a no. And that's pretty much the ones that slide in my DMs.
True. Gang,
gang. And I'm like, like that. See, I always think ahead. Like my mind just goes there. Yes. I don't want to be associated
True.
With that.
True.
This is what you post. I'm like, we have nothing to talk about.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to waste my time. So I'm not going to waste yours. I value my time. Even True. A DM, you know, people don't. Think about that as anything I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I know this isn't going anywhere. You're trying to link up, see if you can smash,
yep,
and
yep.
then keep it moving.
That's
you
it,
can't
that's
get none of that from me.
Okay.
So you smash die right bird. There.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's Simple. Something, Key, that's good, because I think that's what a lot of women have to understand. Like, mm-hmm. why are you even giving time and energy to something that you know isn't going anywhere?
Only do what you allow.
Yeah, you open yourself up to be accessible to something that you mm-hmm. know that you're not even going to want to continue.
Exactly.
Like, it's foolish. And that's kind of in the culture now.
Mm-hmm.
You have women just have time wasters. I don't want to be myself, or I want to go out to eat, so I'm going to just link. Girl, feed yourself and go to bed.
But
because, like...
I ain't even going to say that.
You can say it.
But, unfortunately... It's mostly women,
mm-hmm.
and I can say this, they're attention hungry.
Very.
If they're starved for attention, if they get any type of bite, they're going to go for it. Mm-hmm. Now, they can say they want to go out for a meal, they mm-hmm. want a free meal, mm-hmm. all this. No, you want attention. You ain't gotten...
None.
Say it! Don't you hold back on this podcast,
yeah. You ain't got none in a minute, and so... Now you over there fiending.
Uh-huh.
And somebody paying you some attention.
And it's a go.
And it's... Gonna get ran through. You're gonna
you
be done.
Know.
Yeah. Now you're gonna be cool.
Train.
No,
I mean, we're gonna be real. That's the only way I know how to be.
That's
what
the only
it
way
is.
You should
like,
be
let's
here.
Be honest.
It's the truth. But you said something though. You said, "I know that it's nothing, so mm-hmm. now I don't tolerate just any old thing."
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think about like accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what? Like, all right. Let me phrase this the way I want to hear y'all respond. How do you all feel accountability plays a part when it comes to you being single and trying to date in this culture?
Okay, I got you.
Ooh.
Okay. So with that, I have to bring in the God piece, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to pursue anything with anyone, I need to be able to know that you're going to keep me accountable to that same word that you're supposed to be reading, supposed to believe in, and supposed to, that you're professing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't call me out or catch me on something in accordance to the word, then, or you don't have the capacity to do so, we don't have no business with each other.
Yeah,
we don't.
Yeah.
We just don't. You know, that's the accountability piece that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I say need because that's what I mean. You know, everyone needs that, even outside of relationships with friendships and things like that. I don't want to surround myself with anyone, friend-wise, that's not going to call me out or not going to check me
mm-hmm.
when I'm stepping out of line because I've professed this thing. I need to live this thing.
Talk about
you
it.
Know what I'm saying? Like, if you see me slipping, say something. You know, if you see me acting differently, say something. And I do the same for my friends. If something is off, I'll be like, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
What's that about?
No, she taps me.
You're going to get a text. I'm be like, well,
yeah,
I saw something wrong. You know, I'm going to say something. I need that accountability.
Yes.
I think all believers do.
Yeah.
You know, especially in a relationship. You need it.
You got to have it. But I think sometimes, like, people see it as, like, they don't feel as though they should have someone to be accountable to or for. Yeah.
Who is this that doesn't feel that they need to be? I think everybody in this room wants to hold someone accountable and be held accountable.
But if we look at it from the perspective of us talking to people out there, some people say that. Like, they don't think they need anyone to be accountable to or for. So, Corey, since you how would you advise a young...
Let me interject.
Go ahead.
Because they see. I'm sorry, but I got you.
Come on in.
No, my thing is, they see it as control.
Yes.
Of course.
That's, they shifted it from accountability as control. Oh, they controlling me. He controlling me. He's trying to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, y'all need a dictionary.
And
take those words literally.
There we go.
Take those words in literal context.
Yeah, it's a way of manipulation.
Yes.
And then we have to check intent. And, you know, we can backtrack it. Yeah. You know, so do our checks and balances.
Why do you want to do that?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you
go to the source and then we can judge it accordingly, see if it's control or if it's accountability.
Yeah.
You know, but everyone in the world or whatever, even in the kingdom or believers, you know, let's keep it real. They see it as control. I'm like, I don't understand.
But usually people that see it as control are people who want to do what they want to do without anybody finding out.
This is true.
You just want to do what you want to do, and you don't want anybody to know.
Accountability challenges people.
It does.
So if you find an individual getting upset with accountability, then you really know you don't need to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to what Keith said. You really do know as soon as you hear someone's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take a long time.
It doesn't.
When it does take a long time, input denial. Into the conversation.
That's good.
Because it's either you, them, or both of y'all together. So
maybe I can make them change their mind.
That changed my mind.
You done failed the whole time.
Because
what they will do is adjust. And then you will get used to them adjusting, and you think you are still pushing your agenda of change, and you will not see real change. And then when you change and get right with God, then they just still gonna be adjusting. And they're gonna say, what happened?
What happened? You'll grow past them. And that's what gonna happen. So, Corey, let me ask you this. What advice would you give to a young man that's in God but is having a problem with being accountable to someone? What would you say to them?
First, you gotta understand that you have to be accountable to God. I think once they get that point, then it'll be very easy to be accountable to yourself, to a woman, to those who who depend on you. You know, I think that's the missing piece. Because if you don't have that, then it's like, it's freelance. You get to do whatever you want to do. A lot of people want to do what they want to do, and then they get offended when someone says, hey, just curtail that a little bit. Check that out. Try to move this way. And you can nudge them ever so softly, but the offense will be heartfelt.
Yeah.
They'll take it, and it's like you tried to kill them. But that's not the case. So I would say to young men and women, like, become okay. It's being humble is what it is. Because when you get a level of humbleness, it's okay to then say, I can be accountable to my leader, you know, my friend, whatever. As long as you see that they can guide you in a way that's not detrimental to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, this remember Sean was like, it's going to get spicy because it's about to get spicy right now.
Uh-oh.
I got a question.
Uh-oh.
So, like,
give it to Sean.
I am going
to give
it to
Sean. He's ready for the spice.
He's ready for the spice. Right. Yeah, so
I like
we go.
That.
We
I like that. Give it to Sean.
So, what's not okay when you dated somebody as far as accountability goes? Like, what should you not be doing? What's not okay? Everybody can tell you what's okay, but what's not okay?
What is not okay?
What's not okay?
Not okay is no support at all. I don't tolerate when you don't support what God is saying.
Okay.
So if I have a vision of God give me something, and I lead and give you this, and you don't support it, or you always trying to manipulate it, that's a big no for me.
Okay.
Personally, that's a red flag all day.
Okay. Tell me another red flag that you'll see in a woman that'll be like, yeah, nah.
I don't have many. I don't, because I've seen a lot of them. So what we go back to is... yes, I have. I have. So when you go back to your self-discipline as a man, like what we do as a man, self-discipline. So it goes back to when you have a self-discipline as a man, you've seen the things that you have seen. You get to the point where, okay, I've seen them. So now I know how to just pass them. So I don't deal with them.
Okay.
So it's just that.
Okay. Okay.
I graduated from it. So... You like it's a red flag.
I forgot you were 36.
Yes.
He graduated from it.
I graduated from it.
I'm not that old.
So
how old are you, kid?
I'm 32.
32, 36, 30.
So we all in the same bracket.
Yeah.
And you date three years old?
4 years. 4 years older.
So look at God.
Yeah.
Corey's cold. He's over here doing
good. So it's like you would entertain it. I used to entertain it. I used to entertain
it. Just for the fun of it? Just because it was enjoyable?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So now it's just like once I see it now, it's like, okay, that's the place she's in.
Yeah.
It's a red flag. So it doesn't irritate me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think your younger generation, they like to play with it a little bit too much for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, can I ask you a question? Why did you entertain it if you knew that it was no good?
Flesh.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
I got a question for the ladies. What is a red flag for you guys, for men? Give me one and then
Okay.
Keith,
you wanna ride that one out first?
I don't.
I will.
Come on,
Keith. Keith, don't throw that. Okay, I'll say
gracefully.
A red flag.
Gracefully.
I don't want it. Okay, a red flag for me is a man that he don't love God for real. True. Because I've come to find out there's a distinct differentiation between a man of God and a church boy. Mm-hmm. They're two totally different things. Mm-hmm. Okay? You have men of God who actually, because I'm trying
to. I got to be quiet. You don't have a church boy conversation.
Yeah. Because a man of God, his life will actually make a distinction from the world. Like, everything will look different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He will talk different. He'll act different. He won't even try to date you the same way that the world will. Because his life is really hidden mm-hmm. in Christ. Like, that's mm-hmm. really who he is. He's not just telling you that's who he is. Mm-hmm. All of his actions line up to him being a man of God. A church boy just attend service and go out there and do whatever he want to do. He high on Saturday. He come to church on Sunday. He just prayed on some polo. And he sitting there goofy. Let's go. Because you really just come to church. And the only reason you're coming is because you're told to. You don't have a conviction in your heart to go there on your own. You're not trying to change. You're not trying to be better. You're not trying to get a life that looks... I ain't going to start because I won't stop. But I'm just saying.
You're on the road.
Yeah, she's going. Like, they will not. I'm in the pocket because I see it so much. And people think that they go to church and they date and they see a guy that's in church. But that does not mean he's in God. Mm-hmm. He's in mm-hmm. the building. Mm-hmm. We are all in the building. Mm-hmm. And the church is a hospital for the sick. He might not be healthy.
He's critically ill.
He's still sick.
She's critically
ill. You need some discernment to say, my boy's over here bleeding out. And I'm trying to patch him up, you mm-hmm. know, being the lovely prayer on the board. No. Key, you can have it because I'm getting a little
hungry. I mean, you really set me up nicely because I'm serious, because what I was going to say is when the lifestyle doesn't light up to what you profess, mm-hmm. I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. It's so irritating. Like, don't do that. Like, I don't tolerate smoking, drinking. I don't put out, so you ain't getting that for me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like when you say you love God and you want to live for God and all these other things, but you're trying to hit. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Because I've had that several times, and it takes me to the edge because I try to maintain my salvation.
This
close, I'm about to lose it. I'm like, you trying to what? You want to do what?
Not the eye. It's gone already. The salvation.
She didn't lose the salvation with the eye.
The eye. It's like she got it.
But
gotcha.
I can't stand it. Like, if you're not there yet, then don't play like you are. Mm-hmm. Because all that sounding good stuff doesn't appeal to me. I can play the game, too. Yeah. I can run game. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm real good.
And that's
at
a lot of things men don't want to believe, that women can run
I can run it well. When I tell you MVP, I can play the game.
That's something you
should
know. What you said, though. Yeah. You experienced that a lot with guys trying to come up to you, and it wasn't what they were. Imagine how we feel as men.
Yeah,
with it,
it's vice versa.
Oh, I'm so wonderful, and
I'm so sorry.
I was gonna say, all I got is sorry.
It could be any man. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a man in church. You know, being presented with something mm-hmm. that's not what it is.
Okay.
You know, so mm-hmm. it goes both ways.
I mean, that's why your vetting process has to be extensive. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have that surface level.
God is like
stuff.
The top tier vet, though. We really nothing compared to him.
That's true. Mm-hmm. This is very true, but they come into you first. Now you need to go and, you know, speak to him. If you feel in some type of way, trying to pursue something, mm-hmm. then I know for sure I take it to God. Like, God, you know, if they're not for me, please take them away. Because mm-hmm. I know maybe not recently, but no, I love that prayer.
That's my favorite one, Key.
Four times.
I'm trying to tell you.
Like, in line with dudes. When I tell you God snatched them, I'm like,
they be gone.
Lord, I didn't mean that.
You didn't give me no time.
I wasn't ready.
I meant it.
Serious. That's a serious prayer.
I've said the prayer four times. I meant it every time, but I'm still human, so that emotional piece was already mm-hmm. invested. Yeah. So it's kind of like, now I got whiplash because you snatched them. It's like within the week every time.
And the
reasoning, whether it was a breakup, they disappeared, or they ended it, I'm like, all right, you answered that. Appreciate that, big dog.
You know,
because I couldn't do it myself.
Okay, I have a horrible story about that because mine happened openly and publicly. You remember that?
Not you got called out.
It publicly.
I remember.
In front of everybody. I was like, well, that's the end of that,
altar. At the altar.
At the altar.
She did.
It was done.
You know that.
You know what? You remember that one you tried? I was like,
I said, dang, I know him too.
Not the best friend of me. Right.
Yes, I know.
Mama, stop.
She was sitting there like,
Mama.
Key, like, dang. She was like, dang.
You the ain't gonna console her.
Quit listening.
That's your friend.
No, we just let
baby,
that be.
You need it.
But I can laugh about it now because I'm so thankful for it. Like, it was like, it was.
Because we know what came of that.
We knew what came of that. That was about to be ugly. So I was like, thank you. Thank you. But yeah. So you guys said that, you know, y'all know that women be out here putting on.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. Like, what they be doing? I mean, I am a woman. I'm going to put on.
It's the same thing he was describing about me. It's a facade. You know, you come looking it's nice, part of the culture like you're poised and, you
it's
know,
the new culture
professional, and then you get it, and it's like, okay, it's not professional, it's not well put together, it's not ready to commit, it's not understanding, it's not, you can just keep throwing words out there. I'm pretty sure y'all can do that for me, and it's, you know,
man,
once
it's
you
ratchet.
Get past the looks, oh, very
it's ratchet, it's good.
Yeah, it could be professional hood.
No, very professional.
I really don't.
No, it balances it out. But when
key
you
word,
just,
my brother,
it balances it out.
It
but when it's
balance.
Over the top, it's
because
like,
if one overdoes it, no, then we got a problem.
Okay, so let me see. Which one overdoing it the most is like a no go? Is it the she really love guy and you want her to be a little bit? Because Key just said a little hood is okay.
It's fine.
It's okay.
I like to pass through the hood sometimes.
A little thug.
Because
you
got to
be able to relate.
What does a little thug consist of? And how does that line up with what God wants with you?
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
I feel
up.
Like you're trying to take this away. It's no, not supposed to go. Wait a second.
Hold on, you guys.
Like, hold up.
What are we doing?
I just want to know.
We not too deep in it like that.
I just want to know.
Like,
not that kind of thing.
It's more like presentation. Like I like little rough, little edge.
Okay.
Just so. Like that. I ain't going to talk about nothing
presentation
else.
Wise. Yeah. I'm just trying to get clear.
Yeah.
And
when the situation calls for it.
Of course. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. So.
Yeah.
If maybe if you're, you know, going a little rough at him, he can get you back in line. That type
not
of
even
thing?
No, because
okay.
I don't need to be put back in line.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I don't do that.
God
well.
Should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true. That's very good.
Now if you that's are you good. If you're speaking to me, you know, from him in the right manner, if your presentation is correct, then I'll accept it. But no, there's no getting
it was
me
the
back
hand
in
for
line.
Me.
Yeah.
Because there's a way to do things. Presentation
is
everything.
Is.
So
is
you know, I know what, you know, I deserve. And how I should accept things. So if you don't present it in a manner, then you're going to see the other side
okay.
of you.
Okay. What about you?
What?
You
not what, host? You're supposed to be keeping up.
She didn't know I was going to pop a question.
Right.
Because I'm trying to figure out who's hosting the show. It's because at this point,
this side, y'all.
I'm going to just call
they
y'all
co-hosting. They own it.
We are co-hosting, apparently.
Yeah.
But, the question was, what, hood?
Yeah, what you know, you like a little bit in there. So what is your thing that you like in there? Or we'll just stick with the little hood in there.
I'm just saying, like, don't be a square.
True.
Like, okay. Understand that as African-American women, we have, I mean, we're not a part of the culture, but we know it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can only listen to Kirk Franklin in your car, I would like to.
Kirk turning out some bangers for the streets at this point.
I mean, I'm just
know?
Saying, like, just be whole in everything. Don't just not know how to relate in any way. And I'm not saying that like a bad thing, because a lot of people, they just throw their humanism out the window when they meet someone. They're like, oh, we don't. No, you do, and you have, and you know it. So let's talk about it.
Being in
don't
Canada
try to
doesn't
act
mean
like,
stale.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, and having some type of, you know, just.
Personality.
That's the word.
The
like,
word.
Just your
yes.
drive.
Yes.
Which, and it doesn't necessarily have to be hood, but it does need to. You gotta have something about you. Like
fun.
Art.
Fun.
Do you like something else?
You have a personality preference.
Do I have a personality?
It
preference?
Sounds like you
She's
do.
Telling
yeah.
you. Actually.
Yeah,
exactly.
I do. Yes. I do.
It's very specific.
It's very specific. Yes. But I mean, like, not be so.
Fun.
A square.
Not square.
Not a square. Thank you.
Not artsy.
A square.
No, I'm not saying artsy. I'm saying like. Because
personally, I've never met just a. Bland, just square person before, like in a woman. I never just met a woman that was just boring. Didn't have a little hood. Didn't have a little get high pitched sometime attitude. I never met that before. So
okay, they exist.
And I think that's all about what a man is, what he's looking for too, what he's pursuing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want a square, you're not gonna go for it.
True, 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 true. Yeah, so that's true. So like that, as Key said, preferential. I would rather not deal with the square.
Your preferences are. I didn't know we were getting into preferences.
You. If they don't know nothing, no squares allowed.
No squares allowed.
You made that clear.
Very.
I hope they listen.
Crystal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah. So that. So fellas, tell us what hood. Because Sean didn't already said he didn't seen it all. So I need to.
I'm done it all.
Rest in peace, Shotty Low.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So coming from your perspective, like, was it was just bad or was it good but some bad?
On what perspective?
Like, you said they were, like, the red flag situation. Like, you, what's the absolute, you should support, but I mean, like, in a personality or something, like, no, you just cannot act like that at all.
When you're over-independent.
Independence.
Ooh. Over. Ooh. Over-independent. And then you're not independent in the things you should be independent. You're only independent in the things of the world. So you're independent in the things of, you got yourself together, you got your money together, you got everything, your social life together, but you're not independent in God. That's a big red flag.
Let's go, Rev.
So you can't present independence to me and then you're not one with God and independent in everything that He's saying. So if we ever have to get past that stage where you have to be submissive in a place, mm-hmm. if you're not independent or submissive to God, you can't ever be submissive.
This is true.
To me, ever.
That's the one.
That's the one, because submission don't start with a man; it starts with God first.
With God, and that's for us too.
So. But yeah, with a Absolutely. Woman, it starts with God first. Like, who did you hear first? Because it shouldn't be me. Mm-hmm. You know who you talking to? Yeah. More issue.
That's the main red at this place I'm at now. That's the main red.
Did you grow to that place?
Yeah, mm-hmm. because most of the time I ignored it because I wasn't in alignment. So, it's all about where you at. It's all about personal and growth. It's just growth daily.
Mm-hmm. You attract what you are. Yeah, this is true. It'll come to you.
If you don't believe in this, that's a true fact.
That's a very true fact. That's true. Okay, cool.
I mean, balance. That's all I can say. I've seen really both sides. But if you ask what I'm attracted to, only it has to be balanced. Okay. If it's off kilter, then I can't do it. Because I'm normally calm and cool. But, you know, as Keith said, I can press the gas. You know, so you can take it either way. So, and yeah, I think that's what she said, like, you're looking for. But you have to have somebody like that. You don't want somebody too aggressive and you don't want somebody too passive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's not a good type of relationship. Mm-mm. Because you may be predominantly passive or aggressive, so you need that balance. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah. All right, y'all, we about to get spicy. I got questions. I got a question for y'all.
Might bounce right to her.
Yeah, she can always ask me first.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay, but I'ma just it has to go to y'all because we'll answer it, but this goes to y'all. Should women approach men? Should we be sliding in DMs? Should we be
Now, this is a personal, this is direct personal for the individual, this is an open question.
General question.
Okay, let's make it personal. For Corey and for Sean, should women approach?
You want to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For me personally, mm-hmm. no. And it kind of goes two ways for me because I feel like if I'm out in public mm-hmm. and you really like me, I feel like it's a certain discernment I would get from a woman that she can give me mm-hmm. from a look, but it shouldn't go no farther than that. Like, you coming up to me and really taking the whole thing. For me, for me personally, I shut down automatically. I automatically go into defense mode. Like, okay, you're doing too much. Mm. Because I'm the hunter. I don't want supposed to find you. Mm-hmm. So now, going back to personal. Mm-hmm. If I'm out having a good time, I don't mind. At that place, at that time I was at, yeah, you can approach me because that's where my mind is. I'm out having a good time. I don't mind you approaching me because if I like you, I can go ahead and go with it or not. Okay. But personally now, no.
36?
Don't approach me like that. Just give me a look. Give me something subtle. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick up on it, especially if I'm attracted to you. Right. But DMs, definitely not. I think everybody do that now.
They do.
DMs.
That's so distasteful.
It is very distasteful.
Hey, such a, no, what?
Yeah.
Nah. And no proper grammar.
No.
Not the grammar.
Hey,
how many DMs? DTW. I like you.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why they
all lowercase, no caps, no punctuation.
Yeah. In her DMs. That's why they did. See?
Yeah. That grammar.
Mm-hmm. Grammar will get you.
I look.
H-I.
Hello.
No,
hello.
How are you? If you put the S on mine,
ooh.
I'm done. I can't.
What?
That's too much. You took me too fast in the car.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yeah. Sean, I can't say that. That was good. Corey, what about you?
Listen, let's see. So for me, it's everybody knows if you're attracted to someone, you know, a look, it works. I'd say just be approachable. Some people have the resting, you know what, face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just will totally turn a man away from you. Even if he's getting vibes all day.
I can get the look and be like, dang, she's banging. But then I look at you like, definitely not. I'm not going to approach
that. That don't work on everybody.
I have the face all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, they see through that now because everybody has it.
I mean, I'm born this way. I can't.
Shout out to mama because it's real.
But the approach you're talking about, bro, is one that you just already know.
What?
Trouble.
Of course.
Like he said, it's just an approach that I might look like I might be stern. You might look like you. Mm-hmm. But you like, you know what? That's just her. Mm-hmm. A man pick up on it every time. Okay. But we might not get a red flag off that look. But the ones who you get that look from, you automatically know. Like, no.
It's the
No.
Say it again, y'all. One more time.
No. Just like that. So I got you on that one.
That's interesting. Okay. So, Key, I already know your stance. You not trying to roll up on nobody.
Absolutely not.
No.
And not ever in my life.
And I think we have...
You going to let me answer?
Okay, go
ahead. No.
I wasn't even finished.
If y'all didn't know, we are friends outside of this because...
Yeah, we are. Y'all can tell. But go ahead.
I can't even fill in the blanks for
people. I was about to help her out, but she don't need no help. Go ahead, Key. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean... But I have a traditional side about me, though. And that comes from home. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents have been married for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like I'm going to... Everything subconsciously, for me, as far as relationships, echoes the sentiments of what I've seen in my home, mm-hmm. you know? And so I can't help for me, that's natural. So if you're not, I'm not saying be like my father, but if you're not aligning, like close, if we're not running parallel, mm-hmm. it doesn't appeal to me. Yeah. You know, so I will never put myself in a place where I pursue any man ever. Because in the biblical sense, like Sean had mentioned, they're the hunters, they pursue. And so that's what I've learned, what I've accepted. That's what I, you know, the book, I claim the whole book, you know what I'm
Talk
saying?
Talk about
The book
it.
Talks about the roles of the man, the woman,
Bible,
the
y'all.
Children,
y'all don't know.
The
that's
family
the
unit, you know, the succession of the hierarchy of God, man, woman, children, you know, we ain't got to run that, but there it goes.
Yeah. We already
so
know.
That's where I'm coming from. So I can't even respond to anything or act on anything else. Mm-hmm. It's not in me, mm-hmm. you know, it's what it is.
I second that. Especially the Bible, because like this generation like that mm-hmm. pick out what they want. If it hurt, it hurt. But yeah. the whole one applies, mm-hmm. and there's no loopholes. You can't pick this day. It just say ouch, because mm-hmm. I mean it's yeah. gonna get you. So mm-hmm. that's what I look at when it comes to how, as far as the whole women shooting they shot. And then like I'm gonna say this to the people, to all these friends, because this is my girl right here, like on and off camera, but. This is true. So to all, you have a friend and your friend is like, girl, go up. Don't do that. Mm-mm. Don't do that. That's not okay.
I was about to get embarrassed.
Because like, that's not okay. Do not big up your homegirl mm-hmm. to go talk to somebody because it, to me, it's distasteful.
It
like
is.
you're letting him, basically it gives thirsty. It's giving, I need it.
And okay, we got it.
I love it. Keep it going. It's giving, I just got to have you. That is not making a man attracted to you. It's almost letting him know that. Okay, I need a minute, sir. Just hold on. Because it's almost giving, I can take advantage if you give me the opportunity. True. If you let me, I already know. You wide open. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just right there. You just pouring it all out. I just
Bless like down.
For you to know. What? It's a no for me.
It's a fine line between being approachable and thirsty. It is.
Well, thirsty is putting yourself out there. Approachable is if a man comes to you and you can talk to him. But the problem is, if we deny, let it fly. Mm-hmm. Don't keep
That's
going.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But is it beneath you to throw a hand up, say hello, crack a smile?
I have that kind of personality.
Is that for y'all?
Oh, that's fine.
No, I'm about to say that.
But
fine.
That's if you start correctly.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't call me a pet name. Okay. Don't touch me
don't
on approach.
Oh, do not touch me.
Do not
they
touch
are black,
me.
Okay?
So do not touch me. Don't touch me.
I've never responded to any of those.
Have y'all been called
grab a fingertip?
I've been called
Slim.
Slim?
This dude called me, let me see, maybe a year ago. I was walking, where was I? By Moreland.
Oh,
Well,
oh God, bless you.
First of all, Moreland is gentrified. It Let's is. Be clear. It is. That's the area I was
what?
In.
Were you to the left?
We don't know
I was about to say, was she to the left or the right?
I was not on the Zoo side.
You okay. was on the right okay. side, okay.
For the people who don't live in Atlanta.
Yeah, because I'm about to say
this
no.
This is the area. It's an area.
I'm not doing that with y'all. That's not nice. Stop it. He called me Pecan Slim.
Said, oh! That was good, that. Though.
Oh, Pecan. Good.
Like shout that. Out to you. You got
I said, I'm going to take that one for myself. Yeah. I like that.
That's not you ain't having that. That's good.
Now, how far did he get? Let me, I'm curious.
Oh, no, I kept walking.
Kept walking, okay. Yeah. So he no, didn't even, yeah. did he get a smile?
I laugh.
I bet you, I know oh, he got a lot of that.
I yeah. said, oh, I've never gotten that. I've gotten a lot of things. Pecan Slim? Yeah.
No,
yes.
fellas, be
I looked,
creative.
I looked at
you have
myself.
To be creative, no matter what.
Not
be creative.
You giving advice. Like,
this is true.
Netflix and
different
heal.
Stands out sometimes. Different does stand out sometimes. Making
you
know.
Mm-hmm. You are cold. Did you hear this?
That's your co-host.
Not the.
You
I
reel
mean,
that back in.
Sign in here, boy. Like ooh. For real. At this point, that is funny.
Talking to the That's camera
funny.
And everything.
That's funny. Ooh. All right. So since we're talking about like the whole communication thing, so when it comes to men. Does it matter how females talk to y'all?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
Because it matters to you guys how mm-hmm. we speak to you. If we come off too crazy, too soon, mm-hmm. or at all,
too
period.
Soon.
And, that's ever? What I said, period.
I was about to say,
right.
I don't want to meet the crazy.
Some people ease it in on you. It's
they
just
do.
The truth of what
they
we
do.
Live in.
They hide
and
they
most people
it.
Now, under
yeah.
our age group,
yes.
are crazy.
Yeah. Automatically.
Yeah.
Some of them. Because some can be 22 and have the maturity of a 40-year-old. But, you know, it just takes you getting to know that person.
Not 22 and 40. That's a stretch.
That's a big gap. Some people grow up with their grandparents. Mm-hmm. Like, they get it. Mm-hmm. Symphony
oh, okay.
for one.
Okay.
She will
okay.
be an old lady.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
It's very rare, though.
Yeah.
It is
very
rare.
Very
rare.
Very
rare.
That sense of home has died.
Out. It has. Talk
that
about
sense
that.
Of
it
died.
Yeah,
about
but
that.
How you speak to someone is very important.
Very.
I mean, even if it's initial conversation, 10 years have gone by and y'all mm-hmm. been in a relationship or married, it still matters. Because it's what you do every day. It's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So have y'all ever ran into somebody that the communication style was like, ugh.
Oh, my God. Unwilling to communicate. Mm-hmm. That's the big one for me. Oh. Unwilling. Just and capable.
You got a lot to say for you.
And,
because
and not being
communication
capable.
Communication is a sensitive topic.
For me, yeah, absolutely. Because I love to talk.
And I
so
don't.
Do I.
Yeah, but I'm shy, but I can communicate.
But when you
I
communicate
found,
on the things that matter, though.
Yeah.
I struggled with it for a long time,
okay. Talk about
but it was with everybody. Okay. So it's just a personal weakness that I had, but I knew that I wanted to be married one day. So I had to be very intentional with changing that. Mm-hmm. And I put myself in situations that would kind of hone that in and that would force me to talk. Like I took a job in retail because I knew I had to interact with customers. So I had to talk. Otherwise, I'll isolate. Mm-hmm. And it means nothing's wrong. I'm not a talker. Mm-hmm. I'm just not.
Do you get nervous, like, when you have to talk?
Like,
before
yes.
now?
Yes. I still get nervous now. I'm nervous right now.
Yeah. She is.
Okay.
And yeah. it was so funny because, like...
I can relate because I'm sorry.
When I'm a talker... I'm a talker, and he's not a talker. And so it was so interesting when I invited him on the podcast. Because the first time, she told me no. Oh. We was out. We were eating dinner. And I was like, hey. She was like, no, Tay.
Nerves through the roof.
And I was like...
He is.
And he confirmed it like three times, and then I said yes.
Mm-hmm. She had to have three confirmations, mm-hmm. you know. But
and the last time, I think it was that day, I text you. I was like, "All right,
I'm ready."
And I was like, "I got a word in the parking lot."
I got it. She got a word to come.
I was like,
the
"Lord, I ain't gonna ignore you. You put it right in my
I
face."
Said, I really think right. you should. I will. I don't know
keep
what you hearing.
Keep
today.
Putting that whipping on you, if you do.
Right. And can't y'all see why?
I submit like, eventually.
All she got to say is she wasn't trying to be here, but. I am a talker, but like the this is why we're here because this is obviously my calling because I'm supposed to talk.
Amen.
Amen.
This is my calling, so I'm right
well.
Where I'm supposed to.
You're doing very well.
Thank you, Sean. See, this is my amen corner over here, so I'm gonna stay right here because these two,
I'm clapping it
the
up.
Co-host and the
best friend, call it what it is.
Get my dog. But I will say this: the right type of communication will throw me to the left. Like it.
Explain, please.
I gotta
expound.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Like, okay, so a lot of times, like, Keith struggled with, you said, communicating at all. Mm-hmm. I would struggle with topics that I didn't want to discuss. Like, if it's a topic
that
I don't want to discuss,
that
I'm
deep
like,
stuff? I'm like, yeah, I gotta get
not the deuces. You run, you flee.
Run, Forrest, run.
I'd be like, I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to talk about it. You've done that too? Mm-hmm. Like, because you gotta
prep me.
I have to, and I have to process it. It got to, I need a couple days. I need a moment. I need time.
You go silent, though.
I do.
I do too. That's not good.
It's not good. And I've learned in this season of my life that has to stop.
Yeah.
Because in marriage, I can't do that.
Yeah, but that clicked with me several years ago. And I tried to, like, forewarn. I'm like, if this happens, I will try and let you know nothing's wrong, but this is how I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to be very honest. I'm like, sometimes, especially depending on the topic, like, especially like future talk, that type stuff, I'm like, give me a second because I want to say the right thing.
Yeah.
Because if I know you like me for real, I know it matters what I say and how I say it. Yep. So I don't want to risk hurting you, offending you, or anything. I was like, I need to prep. And because I wait a minute,
yeah, you did it one more time.
But that's the thing with me, as like me personally, if I see a relationship is about to, you know, bust the move or something like that, I'm like, all right, this is what this is. I'm like, okay, I'm laying it all out here. This is this. And because, especially if I know I'm getting into something with someone who's a effortless communicator, I'm like, okay, cool. That's your thing. It's not mine.
Talk about it.
Communicator. I'm like, that's not me. I have performance anxiety. Like, and that,
that's across the board.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's in personal conversations and everything. So if I don't have any warning that this is where this is shifting, now I can pivot. Don't get me wrong. You know, that player click on real quick. But sometimes it throws me for a loop, especially if you, I'm like, oh, we there?
Right now, we were just eating tacos, and now we're talking about kids.
I was like, pause. And then, you know, I clue myself back in. You know, I try not to let the space go too far. Like, I don't do the silence in days. I'm like, give about 30 minutes. I'm going to come back to you.
Right.
Especially, like, if we're talking and not texting, I'd rather text.
I hate talking on the phone. Do not text me.
Can I speak my truth?
You can.
Go for it, girl.
Thank you.
I'm just disagreeing.
You cannot shun me. See?
No.
Dudes like you. It's gonna make it hard for people like me.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't told you. I'm bad at communicating. Oh, I prefer to text. Now I'm good at phone conversations. I'm not the best, but I can care. I can always respond. Mm-hmm. Initiate is really not my thing. Unless we're like deep into the relationship or whatever, then I'm good. But until we fill each other out, you got to give me a second.
Right.
You got to hit me with questions. I will answer any question. Mm-hmm. Any question. But starting it up, that ain't me. That's a personality thing. I've run into men that get offended by that, or they get turned off by that. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
you can apologize.
You can work with me. But my thing is, I tell you up front because I recognize it and I'm working on it. I know it's an issue. I know communication is needed in a relationship. I'm well aware of that. It's a personal thing. Mm-hmm. So
I only said that because texts can be taken so many different ways.
So when I tell you I'm such a fluid writer,
we know you are. I know you put it in there.
Punctuation, paragraphs,
attention span. The man you're dealing with.
But look, I can adjust. If here's the thing with me.
Because he might want you to put an S on the end of mine.
Listen. Let me run this down for you. Let me run this down. When I'm interested in somebody, I study them.
Okay.
So I know how you're going to respond to what I do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to present it in a certain way because I know how you're going to take it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this comes from me really paying attention and observing. I watch mannerisms. I watch all of that. You know, I see how you react when this is said. When this happens, I watch it. Oh, if I like you, it becomes you 101. Mm-hmm. And I graduate. I'm like, okay. When this happens, I know you're going to do this. I know that's how I am. Mm-hmm. So when I'm texting, I know how to give it to you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have no problems.
And that's all.
Now, usually when I really lay it out in text, and most of the time, like when I'm texting, if I text something long, it's because I can't talk. I get that phone call. I'm like, yeah, I know you like what you read. That's okay.
Okay. So skip the shyness, get the phone call. Now we can talk about it. Yeah. I said what I had to say. I got it off my chest. I'm not nervous. And
your word, it's balance. You know I like the text.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept you calling because I know that's what you do.
That's more.
Balance. You like that word, right? Mm-hmm. I used it.
Not the grunt.
Bring it home for the people, kids. Yeah. All right. Corey, you had some side to
I just had a question for both of y'all. How do you think, okay, your natural shyness and your being the great communicator that you mm-hmm. are, but when the questions hit home, you get real shy, mm-hmm. I would assume from what you're saying. Mm-hmm. How do you think that affects the men that you guys talk to? Like, from past to present.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay.
Hop in there, so, Key. I'm proud of you. Let's go.
My first, like, serious relationship, he got it bad. Like, mm-hmm. I was horrible communicating with him. He stuck it out, and I was like, ooh, I'm so sorry.
Shout out to you.
But the thing is, the thing with that is, he knew we were friends first. We were best friends first. So he knew the issue. Mm-hmm. So when we got into a relationship, he would yell and get mad. Mm. I didn't take that well.
Yell and get mad.
Told you.
Oh, definitely don't do that.
He got mad. I'm like, and so that really hurt me because I'm like,
he knows you.
I'm not doing this on purpose. And that's how he took it. And
why?
What's
he doing? Not the like, why?
He'd be like, it's me. It's me. That like, you can't talk to me. I'm like, bro, this is with everybody. I don't talk to nobody.
Can I explain that to you?
And I'm a person who sees the full picture. And mm-hmm. I understood what he was saying. I was just like, there's nothing I could give. Mm-hmm. If I had it to give, I would have given it to him. Mm. I don't have it. True. I can't pull from nothing. True. Like, this is literally, like, one of my deepest issues is communication at the point, at the time it was. Mm-hmm. I've grown since then because I was very intentional about my change. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, do you want to break up?
Because like, I don't have the capacity to break up.
I was young during this relationship, so.
He should have known. Like, I think a lot of men do that. Like, you'll tell them that, okay, this is a struggle for me, like he did, and then you yelling at me when you already know this is a struggle.
When I tell you that broke me down,
if I already tell you something.
Somebody beat on your weakness?
That's cold. That's what they're doing. You tell me to open up. You asking me to open up, right? And I tell you this vulnerable side of me, or you see this and I give you this. And then you get mad at me when I do it, but just because it hits home and your pride can't come down, your ego can't come down.
But here's the thing. I would try. So I was like, he could ask, and he'd love to talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I text it? Like, give me a second, and I will respond.
Meet me in the middle.
Like, I need a, when he wanted to,
I need a phone call. Call me. Like, pick the phone up and call
I literally
me.
Be blank. I'm like, I cannot process. I'm like, I understand what you're saying. I get it. I'm not stupid. I have no response. I'm like, what you want to say? Mm-hmm. You want me to give you fluff?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Small talk?
I can run game. You want me to treat you like a random? Like,
not the random.
I mean,
y'all had all?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, random.
I'm about to learn something.
Yeah. So, you know what a random is.
Please. Not for you guys. No.
A random, somebody who don't mean nothing.
Yeah. I don't care about. I don't care about your opinion.
Nothing you say
about
matters.
Me. Your word holds no weight.
So y'all are mentally detached.
What?
I was detached from the start.
From the beginning. Hey.
But you keep talking.
We didn't have to come into the detachment.
Like, I'm trying to be
detachment. I'm just saying, like, you know, as women, we know, like, you're nothing. You're nobody.
Cast
you,
away.
What you mean?
But I'm trying to be nice.
And I
don't want
to
block you.
Wait, because I block real fast.
I try
my
not
block
to.
Game so
I try to be. I try
what you're not gonna do is talk crazy on my cellular device.
Oh no, when they get crazy, like
anything though, if I don't like it, I don't like it. I'm not gonna give you room to talk to me, and I don't like you. Blocked. Say something crazy. Blocked. You're not. This is where people go wrong.
That bad boy.
No
issue whatsoever.
They
straight to the point.
Go wrong with allowing access too long.
This is true.
That's true.
Because see. If you block it in the beginning, you ain't got to worry about it doubling
now,
back.
What I will say is I let it go on a little bit longer with people who I've known who now, for whatever reason, now they like me. Yeah. I'm like, but did you look to find out if I liked you back?
I got a question.
And when I tell you to stop and that I don't like you, you keep going. Now I'm like, all right, ease your way on back out. That ain't this.
My whole
thing is mm-mm. they eased into that themselves.
Well,
no.
Friends, go ahead.
I can't help you like me as a person. I'm amazing.
Right. They can't either.
I can't help you transition into, I want her more than a friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's true.
But you know.
We should have had a conversation.
You get that.
I completely get it. That's why I try to cut it off early. If I'm not feeling you, I'm like, you calling me baby. And I'm like, when we get there?
That time we hung out. And you looking good
and
in that dress
like,
with the knees.
What? So
I can't
don't
help
take
it.
Though.
I can't help it.
Like, the pet names really fast. That'd be a good lie. Like,
I don't like that.
Yeah,
but y'all do know the more you spend time with a person, like, it's going to happen.
And see, when I tell you I check everything, I'm like, nah, we can hang out because you can't handle it. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I cut that, and I try not to cut off the conversation, but it eventually gets that way. I'm mm-hmm. like, you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to block you. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for a minute. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to get hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to string you along because, and it's, I'm like, it's not even me stringing you along. Like, you're attaching yourself. At this point, I'm dragging you because I'm going this way and you
And they have heavy feet on the ground. You hear me? Yes. They go 80 in the 65.
You're dragging.
Drag. That's crazy. Oh, man. I really tried to be nice.
Is it really that hard, though?
When I don't want you and you're
yeah, it is hard. It's hard.
And you're
when
pushing.
I don't want to.
And that's you're good, pushing. Though, that's good. And you're pushing. And I've made it clear. It's one thing if I was playing with you.
Right.
But I'm not. And I told you and you still going at it. Now you disrespect. I take that as disrespect because you're not listening to me.
Yeah, he's not listening.
And I'm holding on to a friendship that we had that you're now trying to escape.
Yeah. You're locked in.